Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 78th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Harry Woolliffe. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a real pleasure. We're going to be talking about True Things, the film that you're presenting here, which I thought was amazing. And I was telling you before the interview began, it might be one of the best films I've seen at the festival yet. Really deals a lot with obsession and love, doesn't it? Would that be a good way to kind of describe it, especially for people who haven't seen it yet or are not familiar with it yet?
I think that those would be good words, yeah.
And can we give credit to the novel, the original novel, too? I mean, what was it that attracted you about it in the first place?
I think the idea that you become consumed by somebody and how that kind of holds you and plays with you, that was what the book really captured. That, and then the book had other sort of sections and narratives and a darkness to it that I kind of let go of, and then I just used that as a springboard to sort of tell a story that I don't know, just that connected with me the most.
Yeah. It was another thing that kind of inspired you about it, is this blend of kind of reality and the imagined life. I mean, the real life and the imagined life.
Yeah. And it's hard for me now to remember what was in the book and what was not. But I think there's a sort of playfulness and an imaginativeness, I think, I hope, to the film and the filmmaking that was also inspired by the book. And I guess I ran with that as well, with the idea that Kate was, I don't know, she has a sort of innate creativity. Maybe it's not like her job or anything, but inside of her she has a kind of vivid imagination and that she sort of, and she's an outsider as well.
She is, yeah. Exactly. And I mean, another thing that I loved about it as well was the fact that Ruth Wilson's performance is absolutely amazing. I was wondering, this theme of like real life and imagined life, is this something that you guys had conversations about and you tried to imagine what her life would have been like and sort of come up with a backstory that we don't see in the film?
We definitely we talked sort of a lot about relationships from a female point of view. We talked about sex, like, is she looking for love? Is she driven by her libido? What was the question? Imagination. We talked about her imaginativeness and I kind of added this thing that she draws as well, that it's just a little thing. So there was quite
the
a kind
things.
Of... Yeah, there was kind of a big backstory that you don't see, but I think that helps probably me and Ruth just get a handle on who she is, and also there's dreams as well.
Yeah, well, we talked about love, but sexuality is also an important element of the film too.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of classic melodramas from Hollywood. I find this is a really refreshing take on maybe some familiar themes from that, because I don't know if you would agree, but I found it very empowering, especially for this female perspective. You know, you don't see the sacrificial woman, you see the empowered woman. Would you agree with that?
It was really important that she was driven, that she wasn't a victim, that she wasn't kind of like just pushed and pulled around during the story. And what was interesting to me, especially in the edit, was really realizing how driven she was. I felt like the energy of the film is her just wanting to be with him for whatever reason she's latched onto. It's like a drug. So yeah, and I think that answers the question. Yeah
totally.
Yeah.
Final question, unfortunately, because we have to keep an eye on the time, but I can't just not mention the wonderful chemistry shared by Ruth Wilson, whom we talked about, and Tom Burke, who kind of plays this dangerous, wild, kind of charming man, who's, again, very dangerous guy, too. How did you work? Was there any work that went into achieving that chemistry?
It's really interesting, because I felt like when I was talking to them together, it was really tricky, because I wanted to say things to Tom that I didn't want Ruth to hear, and I wanted to say things to Ruth that I didn't want Tom to hear. I was always trying to kind of get under the skin of both of them. I think in some ways Tom's blonde's behavior is it's not justified, but there's reasons for it. I wanted to make sure he was, you know, three-dimensional.
Yeah.
I think as far as the chemistry, for me, I think it's always you try and write the chemistry, mm-hmm. and if it's on the page and then you cast the right people, that the chemistry is there, because they can only play what's in the scenes.
Yeah.
So in a way, the action externalizes the chemistry, if you see what I mean.
Totally. It's a great film. Once again, I remind our listeners, the film is called True Things, and Harry, it was an absolute pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks very much for
joining
us. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.